November's election has faded into history by now, with Barack Obama crowned as the natural chosen one to take over the presidency. But not all of America is in support of Obama. The past year's political allegiances die hard. And it's not just those wistful for John McCain or for Sarah Palin. Third-party candidates have sizable communities in support of them. In past elections, it was Ralph Nader who was the third-party candidate to reckon with. But Congressman Ron Paul has begun drawing in notable support in his most recent presidential bid. One young woman, Claire Hagan from Baltimore, has become a Ron Paul convert in the past few years, so much so that she cast her ballot for him, even though he wasn't on the ticket in 2008.
I never heard of him, but I was watching a series of Republican debates. I think it was in South Carolina. And I was watching, you know, paying attention to different candidates. He fascinated me during this one exchange he had with Rudy Giuliani. So, you know, Giuliani is spouting his mouth with all this crap about we're in danger and, you know, very pro-war, 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 you know, go kill the bastards in the Middle East. And Ron Paul, when it's his chance to speak, he says we need to look at how we treat countries, not even just in this war, but in general, like our foreign policy, and think about it from their point of view and how we would react, you know, if China rolled in troops, and wouldn't we be angry? It was this very other perspective, this very different perspective that was not being presented, but that I really liked. And Giuliani got really mad and demanded that he apologize to the victims of 9/11 and what crap. I mean, Ron Paul, and he's just standing there, not speaking like a politician, you know, not like trying to like smile to the camera. He's just kind of speaking from his gut. And it makes so much sense what he's saying, and no one is presenting this point of view.
Aside from foreign policy and his down-to-earth stature, Ron Paul's conservative credentials were a major selling point for Claire.
He was kind of this outcast among the Republican candidates. There's like 20 of them, and there's these stupid, meaningless distinctions. But as he put it, he's the real conservative. He was for limited government, not for expanding all this. He would be the one who was going to pull troops out of Iraq the next day. You know, of all the candidates, either side, Ron Paul would be the one who would bring the troops home. He would cut all these different government agencies, including the IRS, you know, the Department of Education, saying basically, you know, that these departments were founded and they keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger despite their inefficacy, kind of really like redoing our government, maintaining basically the structure so that people can live within the structure and excel, you know, so people can live their lives freely.
But what about the most fundamental and controversial part of Ron Paul's platform, that eliminating government agencies would benefit Americans? Claire, who works for a major hospital system, agrees with Paul's basic stance, that the government system, however well-intentioned, does not serve the public, and that it would be better to shut the system down rather than continue on its failing path. The healthcare system's current mess is one prime example in this line of argument.
And Medicare and Medicaid, the idea I think is great, but I think regardless of the abstract ideas about how good they are or how much people need them, in reality, we have to look at whether they can survive, and they can't. I mean, you know, when our patients now who have it, got it legitimately, need it, need care, but there's no money to pay, I mean, so what's the purpose of having it at all? You know, and why is it being expanded to include more and more people? You know, so that they can maybe get some care, but not all the care they need. You know, if there's not enough money, then it's pointless.
As a social worker in Baltimore, Claire's had enough run-ins with government inefficiencies, pessimism, and frustrations to agree with Ron Paul's calls for less government.
You know, the bureaucracy, the government bureaucracy, it's painful to deal with, like as a social worker, to have to kind of just navigate. It's just painful. Working with a lot of different social service providers and then working with non-government community providers, there's a huge difference. I think part of it goes to their motivation, you know, whether people are working because they love it or whether they're working in a kind of gloomy atmosphere for minimum wage and nobody really likes their job.
And another big attraction for Claire, Ron Paul's unique brand of compassionate and uncorrupt conservatism.
When you think about this type of classic conservatism, you know, I mean, my gut is like, it's heartless. I remember reading, yeah, I was a huge Lyndon Johnson fan, I still am, but Barry Goldwater, in your gut, you know he's nuts. Like, he just wants to kill everybody and rich people to get richer, and he doesn't care about anybody else. But Ron Paul actually is fascinating to me because he's a self-made man. He's from Greentree, right near Pittsburgh, where I'm from. And he's a physician. He's an OB, so he delivers babies. And he refuses to accept any government's insurance, like Medicare or Medicaid. And from what he says, if someone needs something done and they can't afford it, he either sets up a payment plan or he just does what needs to be done. You know, he'll just do it. He has this very respectful view of humanity, and he believes in people. And his economic reform reforms are not just about, you know, cutting welfare and cutting government assistance, but it's about also really cutting the special government assistance that big corporations get through the lobbies and stuff like that. And other politicians have said about Ron Paul, like John McCain, even though they, I mean, on camera, you know, they talk about how he's crazy and everything because he's a real Republican, that's whatever. But, I mean, they say he's the most honest man in Washington. He says he tries to stay out of Washington because he doesn't want to catch Potomac fever, become one of these, you know, money-grubbing whores like the rest of them.
Ron Paul's subversive sense of humor is a draw, too.
I love it. He has a sign on his desk that says, "Don't steal, the government hates competition," which kind of goes to his philosophy, but in this kind of tongue-in-cheek way.
And as for the perception that Ron Paul's a little bit nuts, Claire doesn't entirely disagree, but she considers his outsider status as a good thing.
In today's political climate and in the current political discussion, his ideas are fringe because kind of this classic conservatism that he preaches, you know, this kind of limited government, you know, following the Constitution, is not really present anywhere else. So, I mean, he has become fringe. You know, people say he's crazy, but out of all the Republican candidates, he was the only real Republican. The Republican Party has become about going to war more often and suppressing gay rights and gay marriage. And it's like, that's not what it's about. You know, it's about more the role in government and a view of people that's different from the liberals' point of view.
Since she's become a Ron Paul convert, Claire's made it her mission to find other potential supporters.
I made a policy that I would buy a copy of his book, The Revolution, The Manifesto, for anybody who expressed any interest, like anybody who was open to it. But the number of people I came across who were open to it was very small. I think that, like you said, people think he's a whack job and people haven't heard of him. Well, you know, because I brought him up and I don't like to talk about politics if it's just going to be a disagreement. I just don't see a point. But, you know, during the election season, I would bring it up just in a discussion. And a lot of people weren't interested because, I mean, I feel like they just didn't have the curiosity to consider what of the people that weren't, you know, these mainstream front runners. So to me, it kind of came down to intellectual curiosity.
And even if Claire has not converted anyone fully, she's hardly alone in the Ron Paul camp. His presidential bid may have been a failure, but it galvanized a growing number of Americans who are dissatisfied with the two-party system and who are looking for a new political voice.
I've been surprised by the number of people and also which people have been interested in him, because it's a pretty broad range. Another interesting thing about his bid for the 2008 Republican nomination was how strong of a grassroots organization he was able to develop. Like, he had like the biggest fundraising days, you know, of anybody else. He was raising millions of dollars online from his grassroots organization. You know, people really believed in his ideas.
And as for the incoming Barack Obama administration, Claire's not overly optimistic that it'll bring the right kind of change for the country.
I have nothing against the guy. He seems nice. I disagree with him fundamentally on his view of government. And I think that's something that Ron Paul really got labeled a whack job for, but it's something that's really missing from our political debate. You know, we talk about these superficial things, and to me, there's not that much difference, in my view, between John McCain or Obama, because my scheme of things are both for bigger government, you know, government changing this or government changing that, controlling this or controlling that, but not really like stepping back and taking a look at how our government as an institution is functioning, you know, from a more systemic view. And I think that they have no incentive to do that. You know, they are politicians. Why would they call for their own, you know, downsizing? And we see that over and over with government. You know, these institutions, even when they're not effective, they just grow larger and larger and larger.
In the meantime, with Obama coming into office and a long while yet until Ron Paul has a chance to launch another presidential bid, Claire's devising plans for a political encounter of her very own.
Actually, I was going to just mail him a letter and ask him to play a game of Scrabble with me. Would you like to join?
Yeah, I'll join.
Okay, and let's get Paul Simon too.
And remember, the offer stands. If you can just hunt Claire down in Baltimore and convince her of your intellectual curiosity, you too can enjoy a copy of Ron Paul's book at your leisure. This is Margaret Hagen reporting from America.